Welcome to the June 5th edition of This Week in Virtualization, the weekly podcast from SearchServerVirtualization.com. I'm site editor Colin Steele. Storage's role in virtualization took center stage this week, thanks in part to the bidding war between EMC and NetApp over data domain. EMC, VMware's parent company, made an unsolicited $1.8 billion bid for data domain, trumping NetApp's $1.5 billion offer from last month. But NetApp countered with a $1.9 billion offer, which Data Domain has accepted, for the time being. The bidding war between two of the market's giants comes as IT shops are looking to save more money on storage for their virtual environments. Experts say the average IT shop spends at least $2.50 on storage for every $1 spent on virtualization software. Some businesses and organizations are looking to cut that number by ditching storage area networks in favor of network-attached storage, network file storage, and even virtual storage appliances. Recent converts say they've seen dramatic reductions in wasted capacity, including data deduplication rates between 70 and 92%. Meanwhile, at the Storage Decisions Conference in Chicago, held by our sister site SearchStorage.com, attendees said they're looking at virtualization to free up money in their tight storage budgets. We'll be right back.
Attention, IT managers. It doesn't matter if you're just getting into virtualization or if your entire business has been virtualized for years. SearchServerVirtualization.com has all the resources you need to get the most out of this rapidly growing technology. Our tips come from some of the most respected experts in the field, and our experienced news staff and bloggers will keep you up to date on the latest developments in the market. Get all of this and more at SearchServerVirtualization.com.
Welcome back. In other news, Microsoft this week said it will release Windows 7 and Windows Server 2008 R2 on October 22nd. Windows Server 2008 R2, of course, includes the highly anticipated Hyper-V R2. The new version of Microsoft's hypervisor promises live migration, hot add and remove for storage, and several other features that were missing from version 1.0. Its release should signal a new era in the virtualization war between Microsoft and VMware. That's all the time we have for this week. I'm Colin Steele. Thanks for listening to This Week in Virtualization.